Gotcha! And a huge, really huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. If I was asked to summarise this week's show in a single word, I think I'd opt for upbeat. And to start with, we're off around Summit Ridge Drive in a rather upbeat way. Reed man Dave Pell recorded an LP for Capitol Records at their Hollywood studios March and May 59 and called the LP The Big Small Bands. The lineup varied a bit through the four separate recording sessions. In this case, May the 4th, 59, it's the smallest of these so-called Big Small Bands. Pell on tenor, Cappy Lewis trumpet, John T. Williams piano and harpsichord, Red Mitchell bass and Frank Capp drums. Some of the musos from the other dates included Art Pepper, Andre Previn, Jack Shelton, Shelly Mann, Bob Inevelson. We heard Summit Ridge Drive. Each song refers back to an earlier band that was, quote, small in size, grand in stature, unquote. In this case, referring to Artie Shaw and his Gramercy Five. Next song is dedicated to the blues. Thank you. Bassist Red Callender decided the bass wasn't bassy enough, and here he is on the tuba. Actually, he played the tuba before he took up the bass, so here he's returning to the tuba. And this album contains two LPs worth. It's called Speak Low. Fresh Sound have released these two sessions on CD, and we've just heard a Red Callender original dedicated to the blues. That's the song title, rather than an aspiration. And it's from an April 58 recording session for Metro Jazz, which also produced an EP called The Lowest. Other musos: Gerald Wilson, trumpet; Buddy Collette, flute; Billy Bean, guitar; Gerald Wiggins, piano; Red Mitchell, again on bass. Why are so many bassists called Red, I wonder? Bill Douglas, drums; Red Callender, tuba, as we know. Next song has a shorter title, Blues. Thank you. And that's from a Steeplechase album with, unusually for them, next to no liner notes. Paul Blade, pianist and leader, Ron McClure, bass. I could also ask, why are so many bassists called Ron? But I won't. Barry Atchell, drums. Recorded May 87. That's all the album tells me, so I looked it up in Tom Lord's voluminous discography set. And there is absolutely no mention of it at all. Odd and odder, I'd call that. The song is, I think, an Ornette Coleman compo, Blues. Joe Fuchs is next. A no-nonsense, thoroughly enjoyable album by tenorist Joe Fuchs. It's a privately produced CD from, I think, 2005. Again, liner notes are virtually non-existent. Joe wrote all 10 songs here. She sings occasionally and also switches to the flute at times. Being a privately produced album, it's probably only available via one of her gigs. Do you remember those? It's called Here and Now. Simon Purcell, piano, Val Mannix, bass, and Buster Birch, who Joe refers to as My BB on drums. We heard Indira. There are three Montgomery brothers on this next song. The song was called Montgomery Land Funk and written by Wes the guitarist. Buddy was on piano and the third brother, Monk, electric bass. Add in Harold Land tenor and Tony Baisley drums and that's the band. Recorded in LA, April 58. The Montgomery brothers made a number of albums together before Wes became a superstar and went off on his own. This reissue CD is called Far Wes. Going to throw in a contrast now. Short one, but definitely a contrast.
Thank you.
And that was one of our current piano faves, Yoshiko Kishino. We played her version of some Schumann just last week from this very same album, and I simply couldn't resist this short and sweet Chopin or Chopin Nocturne No. 20, so I held the CD back from the filing department, who I must say seem to be way, way behind with their work. Although when I do get around to the filing, I do quite enjoy it. Here's the third and final installment of the so-called Ellington Magazine Suite.
This one is written for and now dedicated to Esquire, called Esquire Swank.
And another album held over from last week, from the same Treasury Shows Volume 9 album that produced last week's Downbeat Shuffle, this time Esquire Swank, co-written by Duke Ellington and Johnny Hodges, and yes, featuring Johnny on alto as the main soloist, plus a bit of Rex Stewart on trumpet. Recorded August 45. The song stayed in the band book for about a year, and after that, all three magazine-named songs, Downbeat Shuffle, Metronome, All Out, and this one, Esquire Swank, disappeared forever. Now, here's a lineup that comes close to rivaling the Ellington Orchestra for talent. Well, it sounded terrific. So who's in this outstanding lineup? First, it's under Manny Albom's name, as he wrote, arranged and conducted on that song, Night Crawlers. It's New York, May 59, a popular era for us this week. And Albom is one of the best arrangers in town. So at last, the lineup. Art Farmer trumpet, and we'll skip to the bass player, as it's Art's twin brother, Addison. Frank Rehack trombone, Phil Woods alto, Al Cohen tenor, Eddie Costa vibes, Bill Evans piano, Ed Shaughnessy bass. Our other current fave pianist is Lynn Ariel. Thank you. That was Dizzy Gillespie's much-covered song Wouldn't You, recorded in Stamford, Connecticut, May 96. Lynn Ariel piano, Drew Gress bass and Steve Davis drums. Nuff said. We played a short-lived band a couple of weeks ago who went under the name of the JFK Quintet, something from their second and last LP that time. Here's something from their first. There were hints, more than hints, in fact, of Miles Davis's So What in there, but that was Nerod, which is Dorian backwards, and it's based on the Dorian mode. This LP is entitled New Jazz Frontiers from Washington, although recorded in New York City, July 61. Same lineup as last time, Ray Codrington trumpet, and he wrote Nerod, Andy White alto, Harry Kilgo piano, Walter Booker Jr. bass, and Carl Newman drums. By the way, Fresh Sound Records have reissued both JFK LPs on a single CD. If you enjoyed Nerod, you'll love this CD. It's vocal time, and it's a Hoagie Carmichael song.
Give me a song that's robust, feeling the way I am. Any old band'll go bust if it ain't got that jam. When a body needs a body on that ballroom floor, then a body asks a body, what's a swing band for? Oh baby, I don't want you to croon soft and mellow. Let me warn you in advance, sing me a swing song and let me dance. Sweet romance, just sing me a swing song and let me dance. Now, if you come here playing some corn, I ain't gonna care what, no. Mr. Saxman, grab your horn and brother, give me hot notes. Oh, baby, I don't want no tune on a cello. Give them rhythm man a chance. Give the rhythm man a chance.
Sing Me a Swing Song and Let Me Dance was once a fave of Ella Fitzgerald's. Benny Goodman also recorded this Hoagie Carmichael compo lots of times. Here it's Tiffany Austin on a Con Alma CD called Nothing But Soul, and it really is excellent throughout. May, just may, include another song from this later on, or a snippet of a song, we'll see. This was her debut album. Her second album has just been released, which I'm really looking forward to. Ron Belcher bass, recorded 2015 in Richmond, California. The Honey Jump is next.
Blow, 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 we gotta go, go, go.
The vast majority of jazz critics don't care much for the sort of Finnegan Band, claiming they were gimmicky. I can't say I agree, but I do enjoy their quirkiness. Yes, the band's ensemble vocalising was corny there, but that's okay occasionally. Recorded April 53, it's a 19-piece band arranged and directed by Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan. That was The Honey Jump, and next is Mamacita. And from a Milestone LP called The Kicker, which is one of the songs on the album. Tenorman Joe Henderson is the leader on this New York City August 67 recording date. Mike Lawrence, trumpet. Gratian Moncur, trombone. Kenny Barron, piano. Ron Carter, bass. Lewis Hayes, drums. Henderson wrote that song, Mamacita. Next, Blues for Chick. that was recorded in New York City, June 99. Sarah Jane Sion is the pianist and leader, a new name to me. She also wrote most of the songs on this Naxos CD called Moonsong. We heard Blues for Chick. I would assume that's dedicated to Chick Corea, but the liner notes don't say that. Phil Palumbi, bass, Billy Hart, drums. Getting very short on time. Hope you've had fun listening. Equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, again next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Instead of our usual Milestones theme, we're going to go out with a bit more of Tiffany Austin. It's a song called Tate-a-Tate, just Tiffany and Howard Riley scatting. Hope to see you again next week. Until then, please take care. Be well.